It's very exciting. I've never been to a camp before, so it was very, very exciting to see everybody in their little groups of the different parties. And, you know, I saw a lot of faces that I knew from different parties because I've been doing a lot locally for a long time. So that was quite nice. It was all going quite nice. He was just watching people count for a long time and we chatted. And then all of a sudden, the boards come up to say at what table where your votes have come into. And they put a little sign up. So everybody rushes to the table of where theirs are being counted. And then as they're counted into piles, they're put into a basket. And you can see that you get that's your first inkling of how well you've done, is when you see whether yours is bigger than somebody else's pile. Gosh. And towards the end of the count, I started to think, oh, my pile seems bigger than anybody else's.
Wow.
And then the butterflies start, and then you start getting a bit of an adrenaline rush and your fingers tingle. And then they take them all away for counting. And so you have to wait until the returning officer stands on the stage and announces what candidate, how many votes they got. And it was in order of the voting slip. So they read out Mr. Keemer's first, and then they read out Mr. Mann's, and then they read out mine, to which there was a big, cheers and things in the room. And you think, sorry, did I just hear that there was that many votes? And then you get mixed emotions. You're elated, but, you know, your thoughts are obviously with the people who haven't done as well as you. And so it's all... Yeah, it's all mixed up. And then you have to go and sign something to say that, you know, you take on that responsibility and your personal information and everything. And my hand was shaking too much. So my signature looks like I was in trouble. But actually, the adrenaline then just floods through your body like a tidal wave of mixed emotions. So it was exciting.
It must have been quite overwhelming because the scale of what you achieved was huge. Yes. I mean, the previous Conservative councillor, who was also leader of the council,
correct,
had been in post since the late 80s.
That's right.
So what do you think it was about your campaign that gained so much support?
I think it was just the timing. The reason I stood as a candidate and the Oxford and Limpsfield Residents Group put up a candidate was because of the local plan. I mean, this was nothing personal against any particular opponent of ours. It just happens that that person was standing in the area that I could stand in at the time of this local plan. Our experts had looked at the local plan and we weren't happy with it. It was flawed and it put the whole of this area at risk if it had gone through as it was. So we needed to get into the council. We'd already obviously let the council know about this, but they chose to ignore it. And then we thought, well, how do we get in there? And then we can get other concerned councillors on our side to vote with us. We can get our experts in working on it in there. So it was just the timing. It was nothing personal against any other candidate. It was just the timing,
because as you said, you represent the Oxted and Limpsfield residents group. So
correct,
is the local plan something that the local residents in the Oxted North and Tandridge ward have come to you about more than anything else?
Yes. Well, nobody knew about this plan, to be honest. The council were supposed to put it out for consultation to all the residents in the whole of Tandridge. And they did that in way of a little paragraph in a magazine they put out. The problem with that, not everybody reads that magazine, and not everybody would have noticed the paragraph is that there's going to be a consultation about this local plan. Please, may we have your views? And that's what they should have done. When OLRG found out that nobody knew about it, we sent out 6,000 leaflets saying to people, do you know about this plan? To which we got floods of replies, no, nothing about it. What do we do? So we then set up a link to the council to put everybody's views across.
You're quite well known in Oxted. I mean, you're a local businesswoman. You are a personal trainer to some very high profile names such as Davina McCall.
Yes.
But this is quite a different challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I am quite used to everybody knowing me for lots of reasons, because also I do a lot of the charity stuff and the schools. And having a daughter at Oxted School, you get to know all the other parents through all the years I've been here. I mean, we've been here for nearly 18 years. So, yes, a lot of people do know me. And I've always been a bit of a champion for the people. So I think everybody quite respects the fact that I'm not a shrinking violet and actually genuinely do care about Oxted. That is why a lot of people know me, not just the fact that they probably work out with me with a DVD in their front room.
They'll certainly know you from that.
Indeed.
But, I mean, we bumped into each other the other day and you were telling me about some of the work that goes on behind the scenes prior to the election.
Tell me
about some of the work you've put in.
I mean, weeks and weeks and weeks of work. It all began when somebody said the OLLG chairman said, we need a candidate to... Who's it going to be? And we went through all the people it could be, and then I realised everyone in the room was looking at me. and then I thought, yeah, I can do this. I am self-employed, so I can divide my time better than somebody who probably works, 9 to 5 or 9 to 8, as most people do. So that I became the natural candidate, and then the work begins. Catherine Sayer, who's the chairman of OLRG, is an absolute genius. I mean, Catherine wrote all those leaflets that we sent out. She designed them, so that kept all our costs down. And then you have to get all the posters printed and the boards put up, which was all done by volunteers for the OLRG group. So we had to keep it in an extremely tight budget for maximum effect, which is alone a little bit of a juggling act.
Wow.
And then you canvass. We canvassed every single house in Oxted North and Dandridge, which is well over 2,000. We hopefully got to see everybody or left a note to say we'd called. And we did 3 leaflet drops of who we are, what we're about and what our policies are and what we're going to achieve.
So how were people, when that door opens, you don't know quite who's going to answer, were people quite welcoming?
Yes.
Were they okay?
Yes. We have had some fantastic debates with people, but that's why you canvass. You don't expect everybody to go, oh, gosh, yes, I know you, I'm going to vote for you. We had tremendous, and that's the whole point of canvassing, is to put your point across and respect other people's opinions and discuss that with them. We never once asked anybody, who are you going to vote for? Mm-hmm. And can I have your vote? I mean, that's just not how we went about it. We went about saying, we're from the Oxford Limited Residents Group. Have you any questions for us? Discuss that with them.
We've known each other for a few years. We've got teenagers the same age.
We have.
What does your daughter think about her mum being a counsellor?
Oh, as much as she's moaned about having no dinner for weeks on end because I've been out canvassing every night, she's proud. She's very, very proud. I think she found it a little bit daunting when my face was on posters throughout her walk to school every day. But she is proud. Mark, my husband, and Alex have been terribly supportive. I think she's enjoying it as much as I am now.
That's lovely. And there's one thing I have got to ask you. Crystal Palace are playing Manchester United in the FA Cup final in just a couple of weeks. What do you predict the result to be?
I think you'll probably find it will be 3-1 to the Eagles.
Yes. Not that we're showing any bias here, but
no bias at all. The fact that I was born opposite the Crystal Palace football ground. No bias there whatsoever, but they are my team. And all my family have got season tickets to the Palace. So, yeah, but I think a bit like this election, they'll win on the power of the people.
That's fantastic. Jackie, thank you so much for talking to Susie Radio.
My pleasure.